Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, we're joined by Knoxville Police Chief Aaron Fuller as we discuss the new police simulator that was approved by the City Council.
I appreciate you taking time out with me today. Passed through the City Council about a new simulator for training. Let's talk a little bit about this first. How did this whole thing come to be?
Yeah, so first of all, Scott, thanks for being here and asking about the simulator. So earlier this year, the Knoxville Police Department partnered with the State Center Police Department, the Marion County Sheriff's Office, and the Warren County Sheriff's Office to train our reserves. The State Center Chief was given a grant from the state of Iowa to train and upfit our reserves from each agency. And so that relationship kind of blended into getting a police simulator to share between the four agencies. And so that's what we're talking about today. The City Council, like you mentioned, is going to allow us to use $7,000 from our seizure fund to purchase this Vertra V100, which is a state-of-the-art police simulator. And it lets us do everything from marksmanship to de-escalation to plan for high-risk entries, which we rarely do. But it also allows us to train for active shooters and just a whole plethora of things. What I like about it is obviously we can use our communication skills in an attempt to de-escalate a situation, right? So what an officer will have in front of them is a big screen. We can train with our rifles, we can train with our sidearms, we can train with our tasers, with our OC. It even has low light conditions where we get to use a flashlight. And we work through these scenarios, and then we can do after action reviews, essentially what happened during the scenario. It's gonna save us a ton of money in ammunition. It's gonna save us range time. It's gonna save us travel time, lodging, all kinds of time as far as training goes.
Not only saving time, but it sounds like it's a high level training, something that up to this point, it's hard to do without something like this.
It is, yes. It's not going to replace all of our training. We're still going to train, for active shooter situations, for entry situations, just everyday situations, which is what I like about it, right? Because we get to use our communication skills. Yeah, it's going to be great. We're looking forward to it. I can't wait for you and everybody else here locally in the media to see it, as well as City Council and other city staff.
Definitely looking forward to seeing it. Looking at some other things coming up, obviously we talked about last time we talked, a busy time of year, a couple successful hot dogs, or helmets and hot dogs was very successful. We had the free kids fishing day, and now the 5K coming up in July.
Yeah, absolutely. Officer Keller did great with the helmets and hot dogs. Detective Robinson did amazing with the Kids Fishing Day. And the next event that we're looking forward to is the KPD Freedom 5K on July 4th.
And then also the department received a donation as well. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so here a few months ago, a gentleman by the name of Kent Reed reached out to me. And he told me about this group called 100 Plus Men on a Mission. And he invited me and asked if there was anything that the police department needed. And, of course, being a small municipal police department with not a lot of money, there's a lot of things that we need. So I told him that we could use ballistic helmets and potentially a ballistic shield, with funds depending, right? And so he invited me to the first quarter 100 Plus Men on a Mission, which took place in Prairie City. And then the second one here took place in Pella at the bowling alley. Unfortunately, the first time that we were up for the grant through 100 Plus Men on a Mission, Red Rock, we did not receive it. It went to another very deserving charity. So the second time, whenever I was able to present, because Kent wasn't able to be there, we were given the grant. And it's a significant amount that will help out tremendously as far as buying ballistic helmets and a ballistic shield for us.
I appreciate you taking time out today. Thank you very much.
Thanks to Knoxville Police Chief Aaron Fuller for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniacareless.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.